Unit 11, Track 3.
I was doing some research on zippers, and I found out that they were first developed in the 1850s, but they were not successful. One fancy type of zipper was shown at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893. But still, no one was interested in it. It didn't look much like a zipper. It looked more like fish teeth on long pieces of very thin metal.
Perhaps the designs weren't very useful.
I'm guessing that they were hard to use or they got stuck easily. The kind of zipper we see today was designed in 1913 by Gideon Sundback, a Swedish-American engineer.
I guess that's why they look like machines.
Exactly. You know, the name zipper wasn't given by Sundback himself. His device was bought by a tire company that used it in a special pair of boots that they produced for workers. They called it a zipper, and the name stuck.
Interesting.
The first zippers were mostly used in boots. Designers didn't use them in clothing until the 1930s or so. Back then, buttons were used on pants to pull them together. Eventually, the buttons were replaced by zippers.
You mentioned buttons earlier. Perhaps you'll use buttons in your next designs.
Maybe, although I don't really like buttons. They're so old-fashioned. I prefer zippers because they're like little machines for our clothes.